Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with some of the best stars in country music in Australia, and this one is no exception. Here's part two.
Well, I love the songs that are on Lucky Country because I think it says a lot about not only Australia, but also your views and your positive push to awaken people to the value of their country and social values as well. And I think that the message behind Lucky Country is so incredibly brilliant and needed at this time.
Well, it's a good thing that that we can complain. In this country, that's the brilliant thing. But I think that we take that for granted too, and we start to get a little bit carried away and getting bogged down in the issues. Where if we were just to take a step back and see, you know, weigh up the good against the bad, and like just for example, just as I was talking about that that trip to Caboolture in Queensland last week, which is a good 800 kilometres away.
Yep.
I didn't have to drive through one checkpoint for the entire 12 hours on the road for yep. just one example, you know. I didn't have to go through any war zones or that's a long way to travel. And, you know, that just doesn't happen in other countries. And, yeah, so the good things that this country's got, you know, will stretch from here to the moon and back again. Yeah, it just bugged me, you know, and I thought that that was time that a song like that was written. It's a little bit angry, but it's positive at the same time.
Well, you see, I think that it's got a lot of really, really good points in it. And one of the other things that I enjoy about the song is its feel. It might be angry, it might have a lot of these points, but it's just so beautifully done. I'm just very impressed with it. And the other thing it does highlight is it's great for us. It's a very lucky country, but I think that, as Edward de Bono once said, good but not good enough. Great country, lots going for it, so maybe we need some people in power that respect that and value that.
Yeah, and we're in the position to be able to make that difference, you know. It's people that say that they're just not going to vote. I guess it's dangerous to talk about politics or religion, but if you don't vote, then don't bother complaining, I guess, is the thing, you know. You can say it in your vote, and that's what it says at the end of the song, you know. If you don't like it, you can say it in your vote. And we do have the power to make things change in this country and put the right people into power that we think that can, you know, steer this country in the direction that we want it to go.
Well, I love the song and I love the album and I'm a big fan of your work, mate. So definitely pick up a copy of Bob Corbett's album, Lucky Country. If you get a chance, get out there and see Bob Corbett and the Rugrass Band. Here it is, Lucky Country. Thank you very much, Mr. Corbett.
Thank you, Mr. Sorensen. Great speaking to you, mate.
Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country? Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country? I went to school. Yeah, I got Christmas presents when I was a kid. When I was sick, my mother took me to the doctor. When I was five, she took me down to play soccer. Yeah, you got nothing to compare this to. Always shooting off and speaking way too soon. I used to suckin' on your silver spoon. Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country? Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country? Pay parental leave, Aussie rules and cricket at the SCG. Labour, liberal, independent, all agree. Are all better than a military regime. Do you agree? If you think that what we got here is a joke, if you don't like it, you can say it in your vote. Yeah, I'll just send and say you came here on a boat. Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country?
Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country?
Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country? Your face. 'Cause I know that I'm living in a lucky country.
Your sons and daughters are all living in a lucky country. We have got the space, regardless of your religion or your race. You might like blue tech or you might like Perkins Pay. You might have a really shit music or taste. It doesn't matter. Yes, it's easy to explore our darkest side. Parts of our history that some people try to hide. But look no further than what you hold deep inside. And don't forget that you are living in a lucky country. Yeah, don't forget that you are living in a lucky country. Yeah, we got roads. Grab your motorcycle, car or truck loads. Coffee, Gucci, cane toes, postcodes. If you don't like it, you can say it in your vote. If you don't like it, you can put it in your vote. If you don't like it, take the box and just vote.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
The long and short of it, one of the country's best live duos have released their album Twin Flames on iTunes, featuring their popular original track, Robin.
Robin, you are so divine, sparkling eyes and a glass of wine, drenching sheep and chasing steers.
And some covers with a country twist. Download the long and short of its album, Twin Flames, on iTunes. And be sure to visit their website, thelongandshortofit.com.au.
Hi, Jan. Oh, nice car.
Aussie Car Loans arranged the finance for me.
Aussie Car Loans? Did you get a good deal?
The best. Aussie Car Loans included a free buyer protection plan called Walk Away. Aussie Car Loans offers a safer way to borrow should my financial circumstances change.
Aussie Car Loans and Walk Away. Call today 1300 769 999 1300 769 999. Walk Away Protection is issued by Swan Insurance, AFSL number 230292. For a copy of the PDS, contact Aussie Car Loans. Conditions apply.